I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Gang coalitions in Haiti are making the national crisis even worse, if you can imagine that. On October 26, another neighborhood at Port-au-Prince fell under gang control. Obed serves with Everyman a Warrior, a ministry of Trans World Radio.
They say that they will take this city, and they do that. And the authorities are not able to stop that.
Arkei, Luster, and Laogan are other communities gangs attacked in October or declared that they will soon capture. Obed says the Kenyan troops sent to Haiti have been even less effective than the police in stopping the violence. Meanwhile, according to UNICEF, an estimated 30-50% of Haiti's kids are involved with gangs. Some of them join just for the promise of food. Pray for Obed's team as they care for children in northern Haiti as the hands and feet of Christ.
May God use this situation to show his power.
And Kenya Hope has a missions team in Kenya from Grace Community Church in Hudsonville, Michigan. This team includes Forrest Mueller, son of Dave and Joy Mueller, the ministry's executive directors who died in a car crash in Kenya last year. Kenya Hope's Steve Holman says with this trip,
one purpose was to help our Kenyan co-workers and widows groups and people on the Hope Centers grieve with Alexa and Forrest over the death of Dave and Joy. And to remember them properly, another purpose was, now that we have so much infrastructure and locations, how are we managing all of this stuff and seeing how well the wells were drilled and the water systems installed?
Please pray for the Kenya Hope team this week.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.